You're listening to a podcast from 702.
The Worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
Adam Gilchrist, good morning. I believe that we say Happy Friday to each other at this stage. The last of this terrorist four-man band, the Islamic State, what's happened to them?
Yes, morning, and indeed, Happy Friday. This is the four-man band known as the Beatles, only because they had British accents and there were four of them. It doesn't go beyond that, really, but they got this horrible kind of folklore that built up around them thanks to Jihadi John. Remember him? This is a guy who died in a drone strike 3 years ago, otherwise known as Mohammed Emwazi. Two of the four, in fact, had lost their lives, but now the final two have been captured by Syrian Kurdish fighters, Alexander Koti and Al-Shafi Al-Sheikh. They are now in their custody. What happens next is rather important. These guys are responsible, it is thought, for beheading 27 Western hostages and torturing many more hostages. I mean, the folklore is that, you know, this is a pretty horrible bunch of blokes. What happens to the two is intriguing because, according to the New York Times, the CIA did not want their capture to be reported. And I'll tell you what the CIA might have been planning, but whether they end up facing justice in Syria or the United States or the United Kingdom, we'll wait to see. And where they end up facing justice will kind of dictate whether they live or die.
And Adam, there's been so much research into this, the link between food and cancer.
There has been a lot of research, although an awful lot of what we know is anecdotal. That stuff about, red berries will help you, it's good for the system to fight cancer and so forth. I don't believe a lot of it is scientific necessarily, but you're right, there have been plenty of studies. And here's one that has come in from the Cambridge Institute, the cancer research laboratory in the Cambridge Institute. And what they've looked at in particular is a nutrient called aspargine, as found in asparagus, hence the name, but also in chicken and seafood and other things. And what they're saying is that this is not a nutrient that helps you fight cancer, quite the reverse. It's a nutrient that actually enables cancerous tumors to spread. And so in their tests with mice, they gave these mice that had cancerous tumors a low asparagine diet, or they blocked the stuff off, and the tumors had trouble spreading. It slowed the progress of the cancer. Now, they're not saying in cancer patients, don't eat asparagus necessarily, and they're saying more trials are needed. But nonetheless, this link is another link that could ultimately be very interesting in the way that cancer is treated in the future.
Sure. That's fascinating. And then the secret Da Vinci drawings. Dan Brown, did he do it?
I suppose he should have done, but they're a bit older than him. Leonardo da Vinci's drawings from, 500 plus years ago, they were given to King Charles II and basically haven't been seen since, other than by the odd monarch or so. But the Queen has decided that they should go on display. Next year happens to be the 500th anniversary of the death of Leonardo da Vinci. So these drawings are going to be released and moved around in the UK. They're going to go to 12 cities and be seen with drawings of cats, horses, other animals, a skull, hands, a coloured map of Tuscany, which is rather interesting. On the one hand, you kind of wonder why nobody has ever shared this stuff before. Frankly, why have our kings and queens just sat on these things and not let anyone see them? On the other hand, apparently this art is so delicate that when exposed to light, it's a real problem, as with the Bayeux tapestry we were talking about a few weeks ago. But 500th anniversary of LDV, as I like to call him, and finally we get to get a glimpse.
Adam Gilchrist, thanks very much indeed. Have a good weekend. Every day on the Emirates Worldview, we've been asking you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about. Today's question, it comes from Bronwyn Alcock. And Bronwyn, your tweet, hashtag, of course, Emirates Worldview, your question was, how does the Falcon Heavy rocket differ from other space shuttles? What is it capable of? Well, to get to the answer, we spoke to Mark Komnenos, the co-founder of Markham Aeronautics and Space.
In many respects, the Falcon Heavy is not that different to existing heavy lift launchers. For example, most launchers have a center core straddled by two strap-on boosters, like the Ariane 5, the Delta 4, and the Atlas 5. However, in the case of the Ariane 5 and the Atlas 5, they use solid rocket motors instead of liquid rocket engines as their boosters. So the Falcon Heavy is very much more similar to the Delta 4 Heavy. And perhaps the question should then be, how is the Falcon Heavy different to the Delta 4? Well, in my opinion, there are two major differences. One is the propellants they use, and the other is their concept of operation. Falcon Heavy uses essentially room temperature kerosene as its fuel, whereas the Delta IV uses extremely cold liquid hydrogen. And working with liquid hydrogen is extremely difficult, and this drives up costs, engineering and operational costs. So Boeing were at a disadvantage. But the most important difference between the Falcon Heavy and the existing launches is that Falcon Heavy is almost entirely reusable. Unlike previous attempts to recover boosters with parachutes, SpaceX now fly their boosters back to the launch site on a ballistic return trajectory, recovering them on land, and the core center booster is then recovered on a barge in the Atlantic Ocean. And so by doing this, SpaceX have significantly simplified their operational costs, and this gives them a significant cost benefit and a schedule benefit insofar as they can turn around and launch again and again much quicker than other companies.
Thank you to Mark Komnenos, the co-founder of Markham Aeronautics and Space. Congratulations to you, Bronwyn Alcock, for having your Emirates Worldview question answered. You've won 1,000 Rand courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
If you have a burning question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072-702-1702 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on 702.co.za.
Have I gone over my time?
No, ma'am, but we can hear you from the cockpit.
Experience a shower spa so refreshing, you'll think you're at home. Only on the Emirates A380 First Class. To book or find out more, visit emirates.com/ZA. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.